So my name is Jessica Rovito. I'm a librarian at the Yorkwoods branch of the Toronto Public Library, and we're really pleased to have our website launch for the Black Creek Living History Project. The project is funded by the New Horizons for Seniors program and by the public library as well. And we really wanted to preserve and celebrate the local history of the Black Creek community with this project. So what we've done is it's an intergenerational project, and we've paired teens from the community with local seniors, and the teens have done oral history interviews with the seniors. We videotaped those and put them onto YouTube and also on the Black Creek Living History website, and the URL is www.torontopubliclibrary.com/black-creek-history, and it'll also eventually be linked from the Toronto Public Library page, which is www.torontopubliclibrary.ca. And again, it's just a celebration and a great resource for the community, one which we hope will continue to grow in the future, and one which we hope will introduce people to the very interesting history of the Jane and Finch area. So it's been a really great project and a really great initiative. It's been my favorite part of working on it has been seeing the relationships that have formed between the teens and the seniors, and also introducing the seniors to the different technological components of the project. So we did a website, and part of the rationale behind that was to introduce seniors to technology and to show them that it's not as intimidating as they thought, and that they can come to the library and get help with get computer instruction. We also have a lot of free courses for seniors and just regular folk on using the internet and different websites, not only the Black Creek Living History Project, but it's been a really fun opportunity to build and strengthen ties within the community between the library and the various seniors groups in the community. And it's been great to teach kids that they can become their own historians and go out there and empower themselves and their community by writing their own history, not just celebrating it, but getting out there and getting dirty and creating the history themselves. It's very important to preserve the history of Jane and Finch in particular, because it's a very diverse neighborhood of Toronto, and it's also sometimes a misunderstood neighborhood in Toronto. Just like some other neighborhoods, sometimes the media has portrayed it in a particular way, and I think it's impingent upon the community themselves to get out there and to present what they want the rest of Toronto and the rest of Canada and the world to know about them and about their community.